Rock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is the Monica J Show, but it's your show. It's live and local for all of Northern Nevada. And I tell you, the reason I say it's your show is because I planned out my show last night and was going through a bunch of stuff that I found interesting. And as soon as I started going through my emails this morning, boom, you guys blew it out of the water. You totally took what I had and just flushed it. Just flushed it. 884-9910, the talk and text lines. And I just want to throw this one thing out there from national headlines that is being so overlooked, I just downright ignored because of the riots and the police and the death. It just, this is so important on the world stage, okay? Beijing, Red China, Communist China, just rubber-stamped legislature formally approving a controversial national security law that, well, most critics are saying spells the end of Hong Kong's autonomy. This is bad. This just shows, once again, the country that we are dealing with, the country that Democrats are so involved in protecting, that the WHO and Bill Gates is so protecting. It's mind-boggling. Now, immediately, the United Kingdom and the United States came out and said, wow, that's wrong. You might remember that the UK returned Hong Kong to Chinese rule back in 97. But the Chinese promised to preserve Hong Kong's autonomy under the one country, two systems framework. Well, guess what? They just blew that out of the water. And before all of this COVID farce, I'm not going to say fake because the virus is real and people are getting it, but the farce of the shutdown and the misleading stories and basically ignoring everything else that goes on in the world from our media, they were protesting. Remember that? Hong Kong, the people there were protesting for their rights to not be controlled by the Chinese regime. And then that was completely shut down because of the stay-at-home order that they had there. The complete lockdown, where they go through and they literally padlock your doors. Welcome to what the Democrats want to do here in this country. And you might have some mealy-mouthed Democrats here saying that that's not what we're doing. That's not what we're going for. That's that country. No, that's what all of this is leading to. Look at the power and the tyranny that is being controlled and thrown at the people in Democrat-controlled states, i.e. us, right here in Nevada. You see it happening. And all I see is a governor hiding from responsibility. But this is where it's going. And where are all those protesters now? Do you honestly believe that we live in a world that a lot of those protesters weren't just rounded up and put into isolation, put into containment? Well, guess what? They do the same thing with Muslims there. You know, their re-education camps, their tolerance camps, whatever they want to call them. Welcome to the new America if we continue to allow our elected representatives to take us towards globalism, which is exactly what the Democrats are doing right now. This is a test. This is a huge test. And a lot of people, I'm talking about millions of people, are failing that test right now. When you have citizens turn against each other because someone's not wearing a mask in a grocery store, please. So pray for the people of Hong Kong. Pray for those people who wanted freedom, who wanted liberty, and now they have communist rule. Because, well, your craptacular media is not going to be covering this the way that it should be covered. Because we have to bow down to China. Remember? Nike, Disney, all the other companies, huge corporations that owe everything to China. Again, power and money. And yet, people continue to buy Nike shoes. People continue to buy the Disney films, to get the Disney on their special packages, to go to Disneyland, to buy all the merchandising. Maybe it is time you get the kids involved and say, you know what? Do you really want that Mickey Mouse t-shirt? Do you really want those Mickey Mouse ears? The blinged out ones that the celebrities all wear? Why don't you tell them a real bedtime story for once? I know, a little harsh to start the show, but that's because I received this email this morning. Hi, Monica. I have been one of the fortunate ones who maintained employment through the COVID shutdown. Today, before leaving work, we were surprised with a temperature and COVID nasal test. To continue employment. Confused and not sure what to do. Wow. I can't make decisions for other people's lives. All I can do is tell you what I would do personally. But then again, I have a different situation. You know, I have a husband who is the bread maker or bread, the breadwinner in our household. And what I bring to the table, not that important. His position allows me to do and affords me the luxury to do what I do. But if I were in this situation, I would tell them to go screw themselves. At what point does your job define you? Where do you draw the line as to, wow, I'm not going to live under this rule? Because that's where we're heading now. Right now, it is a test. And who knows what else they're testing? Because you realize they have your DNA as well. And I have heard that they are doing DNA testing from these. Why is our coronavirus task force being led up by a casino CEO, former CEO, and spending millions of dollars, our taxpayer dollars, to get the tests from the United Arab Emirates? Don't we have tests made here in the USA? Are you willing to forego? It's been how many months since this all started? Come on. What does somebody have to do to wake you up to what is going on? Do you literally have to be slapped in the face, shaken by the shoulders, and said, wake up? Got a little high pitch there. That's what happens, though, when I get emotional about what is happening to people and they don't see it. And when things are put in under the guise of your safety, people just follow along. And that is not what is happening here. This is not for your safety. Exactly. So if I worked for this company, I would say, screw you. I'm going to go get another job. Because you know what? There are lots of companies out there looking for employees. And as soon as the governor pulls his head out of his hiding behind, more companies will open. More people will open up. And then hopefully you stop shopping at the big conglomerates that were given special treatment during all of this and find a mom and pop store, a local company that you want to work for. Because I know there are local companies all over Northern Nevada, all over Nevada, that are always looking for great, reliable employees. It's not about how much money you get paid. It's about quality of life. It's about being happy with what you have. So stop job hunting and find a company where you feel appreciated and you're not going to be dumped on by saying, oh, you know what? We're going to take your temperature in this test every week for you to continue employment. Because the next thing is a chip. I stake my life on it. It is coming, and it's coming fast. It's the Monica Jay Show. Live and local. That's right. Local. FM broadcasting. Evans Broadcasting. Evans Broadcast Company. I can't imagine working anywhere else. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're here today to hopefully keep me calm. Coming up in the next half hour, we have a wonderful interview with another one of our Washoe County School District Board of Trustees candidates. I hope you haven't filled out your ballot yet, because, you know, we're still talking to people. Things change all the time. People still trying to decide who they're going to vote for. Judges, school board members. Take this time to find out who these people really are. And I stress the word really. Search them however you can. Search them online, talk to friends, talk to neighbors. Keep talking to people until you actually find somebody who might know something about someone. We all run in different circles, and let me tell you, those circles are still cliques. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. It relates to what I was just talking about in the last segment. Should employers be allowed to force COVID-19 tests on employees as a condition of employment? Yes, no, or other. Again, do we need to get lawyers involved? I swear, everybody needs to have a lawyer in the family. Maybe that's why Trump sent Tiffany to law school. You got to have a lawyer in the family now. Of course, then again, a lot of families don't talk to their siblings, so I don't know how good that would be. But this is outrageous. There's got to be something against civil liberties or, you know, holding companies accountable. Unfortunately, the person who texted me their situation didn't tell me what company they work for. But I'm sure it's one of the big conglomerates, one of the big corporations that, oh, yeah, we'll pay you just above what everybody else pays. So you feel like you have a good paying job. And we'll throw benefits in there that, oh, guess what? You also have to pay into. And the benefits really aren't that great once you go to use them. But hey, you got a job, right? Yesterday's poll question, who should be held responsible for the content and control over social media? We got some great answers here. Only 3% said the FEC. Let's see. Anyone that participates in mainstream social media is an idiot. I guess I'm an idiot because I have them all out there, but I also learn a few things from it. So there you go. Nobody, it's protected under the First Amendment. Is it really? The owner of the site, after all, it is a privately owned company. That one got 27% of the vote, but this is the one that I voted for. I waited until I started seeing some answers in there, and then I jumped on board this one. 33% of those participating voted free speech is not to be controlled. Being rude and nasty is part of the deal. Get over it. a wise man used to always say, and I appreciated it because I steal it now. Show me in the Constitution where you have the right not to be offended. Sorry, buckos. It's not in there. If you don't like what I'm saying, go someplace else. FCC regulates us because, well, I mean, come on. It's just manners not to start cursing. But then again, they do say that cursing makes people happier. It's better for their health. I don't know. Social media should not be controlled. That leads to politically controlled media. Oh, we already have that. I got booted off of Twitter for posting a New York Times article negative to Hillary, whose facts are they checking? IRS gate all over again. That's true. That's why you and I need to do the checking. We'll be back right after this Fox News update, hopefully not too controlled, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me on this, wow, Friday. What the heck happened to the week? So much to talk about. I can't even keep track of it all. So that's why I rely on your emails and your text and everything else that's going on. Like this one. Good morning, Monica. Heard on Fox News this morning that GM, Toyota, Tesla, VW will be dealing with China and their new electric cars. Well, you know, that's why I have no intention of having an electric car. I've got my two cars, and I love the sound of their engines. I'm a gearhead. I was a trophy girl at the races, you know, not NASCAR, but the local NASCAR, you know, pre-events, and it's in my blood. I want to hear the sound of a beautiful engine. You know, it's just, it's pathetic. But it's up to you. Where do you draw your integrity of what you buy? I know I have a house full of garbage that's from China, but from this day forward, you know, months ago, I've decided that's it. If I have to desperately have it so badly, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it at the time. I'm going to have to start saving money and buying American made. Well, if anything, you get better quality. That's for darn sure. But even when it comes to your vehicles, you know, what do you do? What do you do? At what point do we try to get our integrity back of what we stand for? It has been so manipulated in the eyes of corporations, and being a consumer-driven country, a consumer-driven world, that we just have to buy. I'll get to that in just a minute. Right now, though, it's election time. You can call and you can comment, but for right now, it's interview time because we have Stan Burke on the line with us. Stan is running for one of the most important offices, and that is Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. Why is this office so important? Because it involves the children. It involves the finances of the district. It involves parental rights. Stan, thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So, Stan, why did you decide to run for the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees? Seat D, by the way. Seat D.
Well, yes. I have two young grandsons who would be going to Washoe County Public Schools. I have another one on the way. I have been a coach in the Washoe County School District in both in the high school level, both basketball and baseball. And I did so in other school districts, in public, private, and parochial schools. So I know this system really well. I've been a businessman and attorney my whole career, and I understand the finances and what goes on. And I'm amazed that the Washoe County School District, with a billion-dollar budget, which not many people know, has consistently been a failure since I moved to Reno in 2008. I have two sons who are graduates of UNR, and my wife, who passed away, was a graduate of UNR at the professional level. So I know the education system really well. I went to public school in California. I thought I got a great education. Washoe is not performing. In fact, they're ranked last, including the whole state of Nevada, in the entire country based on standardized ACT testing. So with that budget and with all the resources that the county has, why is it so poorly performing? And I want to offer my services and my abilities to solve that.
Well, Stan, that sounds absolutely awesome. I mean, it's that on the surface, that is, you are the perfect candidate. Who are you running against?
There's two other gentlemen, Kurt Thigpen and Brock Martinez. I don't know either one of them personally, and I don't know enough about their political, philosophies to really comment on it or what their views are on the school district. But when I look at the school district, and I know many teachers in it, they all claim the same thing. They can't teach because there's no discipline, and they can't teach because there's so many social service problems that are not being attended to, and the school teachers have to attend to them, and most of them are not trained for it. Yeah. So either the school district has taken on way too big a burden, or the social service agencies are not holding up their end of the bargain. And I'd like to see to that. The other issues are, where's the money going in the district? Everyone wants higher teacher pay and lower classroom amounts. But if the school district doesn't have the money to pay for it, basically the state of Nevada is in a fiscal emergency. And they're estimating that the budget could be down 40% to 50%. How's the school district going to operate unless it has fiscal discipline first and then educational discipline second? And I know from my experience as a coach that your discipline, which is necessary in any team or any classroom, is constantly undermined by administrators, the school district, and even the parents. So I've seen it firsthand.
Stan, I want to ask you a few rapid-fire questions that I started doing. But I've got to ask one thing beforehand. There are community leaders, you know, people that have soccer fields named after them and people who, you know, have been former politicians. And they say that we have a great educational system, that we have a wonderful school district. And how do you stand up against people like that, that just continue to undermine the problems?
That's a really good question. That's what everyone is facing on a national level. But just look at the surveys. It's like living in an alternative universe. Nevada and New Mexico vie annually for the worst school district performance in the United States, 49th to 50th. Okay. You can't argue with those numbers. Okay. That's not to say there are individual kids and individual teachers and individual administrators who are excellent at what they do, but the people just don't understand what's going on in the system. And I feel terrible for the teachers. They're supposed to teach. They can't do it because they become social service personnel that have to attend to child abuse at home, physical abuse at home, homelessness, alcoholism, drug problems, and they're not trained to do that. They're trained to educate, and it's a terrible problem. And anyone who looks at it as community leader and says it's doing well is, in my mind, living in a fantasy world.
Well, that's, you know, our minds are melding on that one. Well, I don't mean to throw you off, Stan, but I do have a few rapid fire questions here for you. You can answer just yes or no, because they're yes or no questions. But if you want to expand on them a little bit, I am not a politically correct person, so please don't take offense.
Neither am I.
You know, okay, I'm okay with that. The situation of you being a coach, actually, what do you think about transgender kids competing in sports as the sex that they're identifying as?
As a politically incorrect person, there are two genders. It's unfair for someone who's got male characteristics, male hormones, to be competing against women in sports. It's just unfair. By every metric, it's been proven to be wrong. But, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and these people get notoriety. You know, nothing against them, but if they're going to compete, they should compete against their own gender or in a specific category.
Gender-specific bathrooms.
Totally against that. That's ridiculous. Why spend money on that? How many actual transgender people or transgender-identified people are actually in the school district? You know, I don't believe in that. You know, I don't get it. I feel uncomfortable personally going into a bathroom that they say is unisex, but maybe I'm just an old codger. I don't know.
We'll be old codgers together there, Stan. What about Common Core math? You know, you made the statement a few minutes ago that, you know, you got a good education in California, but you and I, because I'm from California originally as well, from our age, all education was good, you know, way back then.
Yep.
Things have changed.
Right.
So what do you think about Common Core, yes or no?
Well, Common Core has been proven to be a complete failure and has to be rejected in the state. It's a statewide initiative. It's the No Child Left Behind was a complete failure, too. So as all politics are local, education is local, too. And Reno is a growing city. Washoe County is a growing county. And you have to have excellent education, which means you have to have high standards that teachers can teach to, and that students who have to be sober and drug free and alert and well fed need to aspire to. That's the only way in the future the city and state can prosper, in my mind at least.
Proficiency exam to graduate the Washoe County School District.
I think there should be proficiency exams to move from one grade to another. That's what I was brought up with. How can you judge whether a student has learned what he's supposed to learn in the fourth grade or the seventh grade or whatever it may be, he or she? How do you know how well they're doing just because
they got
along
a satisfactory or an unsatisfactory, Stan?
Yeah, I know that, but that's not you know, complying with a standard. It has to be high standards. That's what you want in your school district. You want smart people coming out of it. And you want able people coming out of it. You want people who can perform their job and their profession. And I'm not seeing that. And as I told you, I didn't practice law much because I got into the business world. But even my professional friends from school say that people who come out of schools now have no idea what they're doing. And I'm not saying everyone, but he's, you know, a first-year law graduate who's in a law firm, can't write, can't speak. There's a million things like that that go on that perforate society and don't don't allow society to move forward. You know, it's not a good situation.
So you are running for District D. What district is that?
It goes from Mayberry in the center of the city down to McCarran going east. It's a pretty large district. The problem with running for school board is that 75% of the ballots in Nevada, no one even votes for it. They never get to that portion of the ballot. And with, you know, the situation now with COVID and, you know, how do you get out? It's almost impossible to campaign. I think it's sort of unseemly to ask people for money to contribute in this time because so many people are hurting. So you have to run a campaign, you know, and I appreciate you giving me this time. It allows me to reach an audience that I can't get, and social media, and that's about it. It's a weird time to be running. So,
well, you definitely have my vote, Stan. How can people find out more about you and to get in contact with you? Do you have a website or is it just social media?
Stanley Burke, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y-B-E-R-K, 4, which is the spelling, F-O-R, schoolboard.com. And I lay out in 3 very short videos what my reason for running is, what my main points are, and how I'll go about solving those. I mean, I've been criticizing the school district here, but I have lots of ideas, which probably we don't have the time to get into, or to how to improve it and do it in a economically efficient way.
Well, Stan, I hope somebody else comes forward and gives you the time and talks to you about your opinions, because they sound absolutely fantastic to me. If there's anything that I can do to help you at all, please don't hesitate to shoot me an email or ask, or, you know, even be on the show again. Just call in anytime. And just like all the other candidates, the door's open, you know, so
I listen to all the time. I appreciate the offer.
Oh, well, Stan, I appreciate your listening. So, again, that's Stanley Burke, 4, F-O-R.
School board.
I almost said school district. School board. So, right. You know, search him out. Stan, thank you so much for being on the show today, and good luck to you.
Have a good one.
You too. It's the Monica Jay Show, and we will be back. Who has been waiting on hold for 7 minutes? Terry from Elko. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here. 884-9910, that's the talk and text line. Let's go to the lines right now, though, and check in with Terry. Terry's been on hold a long time. And Terry, I appreciate you sticking around, because you wanted to talk about Chinese imports, which I kind of have a thing with as well. Terry, what's your thought?
Well, you know, let me tell you a real short story. So back in the 70s, I worked for a company, and we made steel boxes, you know, the kind where they throw all the trash in, big old thing they haul away. And the owner had hired a guy, and he bought a bunch of Chinese steel. So we started making our boxes, and what happened was, is the steel was so bad, we started putting them together, and they started breaking apart. And the end result to all that, you know, trying to save a dollar here or there, it put the business out of business. The owner couldn't recover from the devastation of the poorness of the metal, and put us all out of work. So I have personal history with Chinese imports. That was back in the 70s, about 73 or 74. So I wanted to bring that to everybody's attention.
You know, this has been going on for a long time, Terry, and I think it was, you know, literally started as the weakening of this country, because you start off with that, you know, a little chunk at a time. We're going to start charging less. We're going to get all the workers. We're going to get all of these contractors to where we lose all of this manufacturing in this country. And when Barack Obama said, you know, what does Trump have, a magic wand to bring it all back? It's like, yeah, it's called quality.
That's it, exactly.
Everything in China is made to be thrown away, even the appliances. Do we even have any American-made appliances anymore? No. It's all the cheap stuff from China. Terry, thank you so much for calling and giving that that example and your experience, because we have to stop. And the only people that can stop it, it's not the government, it's the consumer. Because the government's wheeling and dealing. China holds a lot of our debt. So they're making deals. It's you. It's the consumer stopping and asking, where is this made? What's the warranty? How long will it last? Buy quality. Where do the parts come from? Where was this made? You know, we used to have things made in Indonesia and India and Thailand, in America. And now you don't even see clothes made in those different locations anymore. Even your UGG boots are made in China. We'll be back after this Fox News break on The Monica Jay Show. 884-9910. Get your thoughts in. 92.3, 99.1.